from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning walk was a good one.
It was really good. It's fun to get out here in Pittsburgh, really nice area, but walk down by the canal.
It's been beautiful weather here at camp. Today, I'll say, is a little more football-y weather, a little chill in the air. This is the good stuff for me.
Yeah. No, it's we were literally having a debate of, do you like 59 or 79 better on the walk. So really high-level walk topics.
Yeah, give me 59 for the morning walk. All right, well, we're here at training camp. There's stuff going on in the league. Just one league matter, and you know, there's a lot going on with a potential trade out there, a big star player. When this is going on, like a Brandon Ayuk kind of story, the Steelers, the Patriots, the Browns, are league GMs, I don't know, following, tracking, group chatting? Like, what's the level of attention paid to a story like this, which could be a pretty big move in the league?
Yeah, I mean, you're always paying attention to when guys can change teams or what's it going to cost. You're always comparing moves, and it's really a two-cost thing, you know, for whoever would trade for him. It's a cost of what draft capital or players you're swapping, and then what is the cost of that new contract that you're willing to give, which I think that's probably what's holding things up. Is San Fran feel like they're getting enough on their end, plus is the team that's willing to give them what they want also willing to strike, you know, a big payday for you know, for the player?
When it comes to those deals, like, you've talked a lot about in the past, you check in on everything, you're checking in with just any move out there to make the team better, as you might. Is this a check-in you would have done way back when? It's kind of been a story from, I mean, March even. There were reports out there that Jacksonville was after him. Was there a check-in at any point for the Bills?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like anything, you're right. Way back when, there was a lot of check-ins on various things. But, you know, as we move through the spring, we really like the group we've had, and we've just focused on, you know, on the current group.
How hard is that for you when you're mapping an offseason? It doesn't have to be this specific situation, but if there's a player you might like that's on another team, and there is, again, like, that's us finding out about contract stuff too, so maybe there would be more going on with other people behind the scenes, where you almost kind of have to make a bet, like, will this player actually be, will the team ever decide, like, hey, we actually might move him? Because you have to have your off season.
Yep.
And as you sign players, the flexibility goes away. So I guess how hard is that for you at the beginning of an off season to almost kind of bet on, like, hey, is this guy actually ever going to be a real idea for us?
Yeah, I think you're. It's a good point. I think, you know, if you were going to do something and pay someone like that or whatever, you'd truly have to say, listen, we may leave a gaping hole here or something, because we're going to have to save pretty good money. Also, what assets are we giving up? You know, again, player or pick, and you got to assume that team could say, you know, at any point, hey, we're just going to hold on to the player, or someone else comes in and they offer something more that you're just like, man, that's just too rich for me, whether it's the contract or whether it's, you know, the draft capital.
Bills GM Brandon Bean. All right, so this group, this team, when you're out here at practice, are you watching everything, but you focusing on your rookies, on your draft class, on a specific position group you like to watch? When you're on the field, is there one thing or any couple things you're kind of keying on?
Yeah, I mean, like anything, you're definitely looking at positions that have, you know, more, that have newer players, whether it's free agency, whether it's the draft. You're always watching your young guys, especially, you know, all we've had them until last week was shirts and t-shirt. I mean, shorts and t-shirts, and now you're watching them in pads play real football. And so, you know, the first few days you're down there every day in O-line, D-line watching these guys, you know, one-on-one pass rush. But definitely watching, you know, we do a lot of one-on-ones or seven-on-seven stuff, DBs, receivers, just seeing, you know, obviously our receiver group, you know, just talking about a player that's out there. We do have, you know, quite a few new pieces in there, and how it's all going to work this year versus the group that we, you know, we trotted out there last season.
When it comes to the receivers, let's talk a little about Keon Coleman, second-round pick. He's one of the guys people come out here to see. What have you seen from your rookie receiver?
Yeah, I think he's done a great job. I think, first off, receiver means catch the ball, right? I think that would be A-plus, you know, to this point. He's really shown good hands, contested catches, body control on the sideline, the back of the end zone, some plays like that, some fade balls. That's the basketball stuff that we talked about when we drafted him, explaining what he can do. You know, is he going to take the top off of defenses and run 4-3-5? No, that's not what we expect him to do. But he's a young man. He just turned 21. You know, after we drafted him, he loves ball. He's smart. He's super competitive. You know, he stays after, like, he's putting the work in. He wants to be good. He wants to be great. He loves ball. All those things tell me that, yes, he's a rookie, but he's going to continue to get better, you know, every step along the way.
You know, as you mentioned that about not taking the top off defense, like, I was thinking about that too, because receivers become a position where there are a lot of different jobs for receivers.
Yep.
How much of getting the most out of this group is making sure that the coaching staff, coordinators, are putting each guy in the right scenario, position to succeed?
Yeah, I mean, every offseason, you guys were talking about, every offseason, it's like, all right, what do we have? Like, what ingredients do we have, you know, for Joe Brady and Josh Allen to work with? And that's every skill position, running backs, tight ends, receivers. What do we have? What are we doing well? Do we have a bunch of guys that can separate? Do we have speed? And so you're trying to give them as many different options as you can, because you're going to play different teams, different weather. Like, can we line up and run the ball? Okay. If we can't throw it, if it's a wind game, if it's a snow game, do we have the horses up front? Do we have the tight ends? Are our receivers going to block? Okay. If it's a fast turf game, like we're playing press man, can we get off press man? Like, can we win press man? People are going to, because you're going to get everything all season. Do we have guys that have good instincts, good feel in zone, make the play, turn it up when they're going to sit there and play too high? You know, can we run the ball? Josh gets a lot of it, just like, you know, people do with Mahomes. They're going to play a lot of too high safety. Or is Josh in our offense? Are we going to be patient, run it, check it down, or are we going to try and force it? And that's what they're hoping you do. They're hoping you get a penalty, get yourself behind the sticks, second long, third and long, and they get you to punt.
And when it comes to, like, where guys line up too, I think you made a comment around the draft about Coleman and the X position. Is that something where at this point in training camp that it's kind of more like, all right, like you just kind of mentioned, like, give the ingredients, Joe Brady's got it, and it's more on the coaches now for that? Like, how does that conversation and plan, I guess, go for where guys end up lining up?
Yeah, I mean, it's ultimately it's up to the coaches and how they want to use them, how they see them. These guys are smart guys. They work all off season. As we add the ingredients, they throw in, you know, we're meeting with them again in these off season. Where do we feel we're strong? Where do, you know, if we lose this player, what do we need back? Like, where are some areas that we want to get better in or add some strengths? And so we talk about all those things, and as we add each piece, you know, I think the last, you know, couple of receivers we added, what does a Chase Claypool bring to us? Okay, what does an MVS bring to us? Now what would we do with him with the current group? sometimes the group may change. You may say, you know what, in this group, I'm going to play this player more inside, but if you add this guy, I would move him outside more. So at this point, though, yeah, we still have discussions, what we're seeing, what they're seeing, but ultimately it's, you know, and this is Josh's seventh season. You know, Josh will throw some input in there, how he feels the receiver and who he feels most comfortable with in certain, you know, situations.
Bills GM Brandon Bean joining us here at St. John Fisher.
One more on the receivers. We've been watching Tyrell Shavers have a good camp here. And how much of the calculus, if at all, when you're determining who to keep at that position on cut day is, hey, can we get this guy to the practice squad, keep him around, which allows us to keep this other player? Or does that not come into it at all, and it's just we're just going to keep the best, whatever it is, six guys, seven guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you expose someone, whatever it is, and we've had, you know, quite a few guys claimed, you know, the number of years, anytime you expose them, like, you don't sleep well that night because you're going, man, I'm assuming all it takes is one team that needs everyone studying your roster, and they see where you have the most depth. We do the same thing. You know, the pro guys that are back here with me, they're tracking. This team is heavy at tight end. Like, they're gonna have to either trade someone or they're not going to keep five, you know, tight ends or something like that. So we talk about those things, and we understand if you expose them, you need to be prepared to lose them. So the number one job is you got to keep the best 53, because if you expose a player thinking you're going to sneak them through, you're going to get your feelings hurt.
Bills GM Brandon Bean, one thing to replace leadership, and we've seen the graphic of the number of captains that left this team. Has that process started, you think? You're starting to see who steps into those new roles. Is the next 3 weeks part of that? Is that something that kind of goes into the season to find out a little bit about these guys? Because
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You did draft a lot of former captains for their teams. Who steps into those roles vacated by Gabe Davis, Stephon Diggs? These are team captains along the way. Who steps in? Do you already kind of know who that is?
Yeah, I mean, I think that process, I would say, started in the spring when you get back out on the field. Who's kind of stepping up in each group? Who's in the meeting room? We're talking to position coaches. You know, who's kind of leading this group? And you're exactly right. The biggest transition, I would say, we had, you know, this past offseason is we lost a lot of the guys with the C on their chest. And so, but we do feel we've got a group of young players that have stepped up and are starting to, you know, and then we bring in some guys. You know, we brought in a Mac Hollins, you know, for the, obviously you mentioned Gabe and Steph and those guys, because we do like to have leaders in every room if possible. And so a Shakir kind of going into year three, you know, him stepping up. So, lots of guys that have been in the background we're starting to ask for more. And then you're right, it's not done. We're going to start playing games this weekend. Who do we see? Who do we feel as leaders? And then ultimately, Sean, I think, does a good job of letting the guys pick, who do they feel? Who do they see as their captains?
A lot of talk about this team around the NFL is team in transition, kind of a reset of the leadership, veterans. Labels can be tough, but, do you like that label? Transition. I mean, you're trying to thread a needle with the cap, and of course you've got a competitive group and a division you're still favored to win. I don't want to ask you to put a label on it, but I kind of do. What is the right way to look at this team?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I've used that word transition in some of my comments about the team because I think it is some years there's always change, right? No team's the same. I would say this year there was probably more eye-opening names that we lost, either due to the business side of it, people got paid or we moved on, or just father time or whatever it is. We knew what we were walking into this year. It was a little bit bigger year of a cap number. We were prepared for it. Is it fun? No. Does it stink to lose a lot of the names that have helped you set your foundation and been here for a lot of the success that we've had? It is time, and I think transition is a fair word.
What about the cap situation next year? What's done this year with the amount of dead money? Does that mean next year, I'm saying you're going on a spending spree, but you don't have to be quite as tight on everything because things will loosen up?
Yeah, I think we've tried to set ourselves up so that next year should be a little easier from that standpoint. Listen, it's when you're paying a franchise quarterback, it's never going to be easy, and the cap took a big jump this year. What will it go next year? Hopefully, it'll keep trending like that, and we get some big jumps. But we feel pretty good about where we're at, and the young nucleus that we've kind of restarting here, going into 24.
Well, on that, and you mentioned now that you're paying a quarterback what Allen's getting paid. We'll talk about with all the new quarterback contracts, and you look at, what guys are getting brought in at, and Josh has got some big cap hits coming up. Is there a future where we're going to open up our computers here and see he's getting a pay raise or a different contract than he's currently on? And would that be something that's more on the radar maybe after the year? What's the timeline for Allen's contract? Or do you think you're at a point where those big cap hits, you have enough flexibility to kind of take them in?
Yeah, I mean, we don't, I don't really talk about contracts and stuff, on the team. I just think it's fair not to. But we have everything baked in. We know the things. We know the markets out there, whether it's quarterback, whether it's another position, what it is. And, again, we feel we got to make sure we're good for this year and that, it's even though we have money now, that's counting the top 51. It's not.
Sure.
So we don't have, whatever were these, spot track or whatever these sites you guys we have, we really don't. And we also have to plan. It costs you, $3 to $4 million to do your practice squad, and people don't talk about that, but that's real money.
Okay.
And so I think that's a misnomer. People forget that those count. And then when you put every guy you put on IR, those count. And so we don't have a lot of wiggle room right now, even though it looks like we may have some money.
So is it fair to say then maybe that, because you added Kareem Jackson last week and another safety, that especially even if there's injuries along the way between now and at some point in the season, what your current cap situation, do you have enough operating where if you had to add somebody for depth, but there's not, no one's expecting this giant monster move in the middle of the season or before the season starts.
Yeah, I mean, and that's where we look at it sometimes. I mean, I think last year we even did one or two, I don't remember the names off the top of my head, that just to be able to operate during the season, some cap conversion type things. We could still, if we need to do a couple of things, we've got that in our back pocket. You want to be mindful of those because that is pushing into next year. And we just talked about, is Jeremy's question, what does next year look like and beyond? So we'll see where we're at injury-wise, how many every veteran you keep on the practice squad, those costs considerably more than the rookies. So we'll kind of weigh all that out as we pick this roster, see who we get, and make sure if we need to convert anyone to operate in the season that we do so.
One more for you on just positional stuff in markets. I think a lot of the conversation about whether it's quarterback, receiver, I think it happens at all positions, the exploding markets and how expensive players are getting. To me, I think that's a little oversold because the cap goes up. I mean, and the contracts go up with the cap. The rising tide lifts all boats. Like, do you see position markets exploding or just kind of moving up somewhat appropriately?
Yeah, I mean, the receiver market has exploded, you know, ever since the year that we redid Diggs, you know, when Mike Williams in San Diego, or L.A. Chargers, they, you know, there were some big deals that year, and then Tyreek got his deal, and Devontae Adams, that market has continued to explode well into the 30s, you know, never before, like, left tackles were making more than receivers. Corners were making probably more than receivers. It's going the other way. Receivers have really taken off. So there can be, but I don't think most positions, Jeremy, I think most of them have kind of just as the cap have gone, I would say that one and the quarterback have probably been the two that I've seen explode the most.
Jumped out.
Last thing for me. One, are you watching Hard Knocks with the Giants at all? And two, I feel like coaches would get this more often, but now that there's an off-season edition, I don't know. Is that something you'd be okay with in the future if they came calling?
I haven't seen it, but I've seen snippets, and my man Boyko keeps me up to speed on what's going on. And that's really not my cup of tea.
Okay.
Yeah, so listen, if Mr. Pegula tells me we need to do it, we'll do it. But I'm not going to be raising my hand.
Right. So did you see the Giants color-coding the board there they had?
Yeah, I did. The guy saw that and sent that to me. It was interesting because we do some similar things, you know, not exactly how they had it. But it was interesting to look and see. I did look at that. At who they had flagged and see how we had them similar.
Yeah. So you knew you could see that maybe like kind of – you kind of knew the code a little bit?
Oh, yeah. We definitely don't.
Yeah.
Do you have a good idea of like what that
– Yeah, there was only one that I wasn't 100% sure, but looking at the names, I have some idea.
You know the code. All right. It's a GM code. All right. Bills GM Brandon Bean. Well, thanks for the time, and best of luck this season.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
We'll get a break in. Howard's coming.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.